Thanks.
Yep.
I presume you would have replayed, you would have wanted to replay on that anyway before Laureano demanded it of you?
Yeah, I mean, those are, when it's, you know, and you're past the eighth inning, challenge it regardless. But I wanted to hear about potential interference at third, blocking of the plate. I wanted to make sure I had all the information.
Did you get answers on all of them, or did you just get...
Well, I thought there was interference at third. I thought it slowed him down for a step, but you could see in the replay that he called it safe. So, and it's a judgment call, so I can't challenge that.
Bob, Olsen's kind of been struggling a little bit in as of recent, but that walk-off homer, can you just describe that, put into words and ground out that at bat?
Yeah,
like
slider that you know, he let get there, and he almost did it the day before, too, off Duke. Hit the top of the wall, that's a walk-off, too. So, he's always one swing away from putting you ahead or hitting a home run. I mean, you saw what he did last year. maybe not on the same pace this year, but he gets big hits for us, and like I said, everybody feels good when he's at the plate.
And secondly, how important was it for Laureano to just understand where the outfield is, where he's be going on contact with, despite it being less than two outs?
Well, as soon as that ball hits the outfield grass, he's going to go. And like I said, I thought he was impeded just a hair at third, slowed him down a step. But he's probably our best runner at this point. And, give it our best shot. And I'll tell you what, there are a lot of good at bats in that game. Certainly Ole's, but Chad Pinder's at bat to get draw the walk and get Laureano up, at first base to score the run was huge too.
There's a lot going on in that play. Like you said, possibly interference at third, may have been blocking. Also, did it look like Carlos Correa came well out of position, vacated second to make the cut there?
That's instinct. You read the throw and kind of see where it is, and he's a pretty good instinctual player, so made a good throw, just a little bit late, but yeah, he's a very instinctual player.
But did they rule it wasn't blocking?
It didn't matter. Yeah. I mean, if he's safe, it overrules everything.
I don't know if you got to see the replay. I assume somebody did. It looked from upstairs like it was so close that they'd be reluctant to overturn it. What did
That's not
they
how
tell
I
you?
Saw it. When I saw it on the board, I thought his hand got in there and he was dragging his. He didn't initially tag him. It didn't look like to me where potentially the out call would have been made. It looked like he had some more distance to go to actually tag him before he put his fingers on home plate. I'm probably a little biased, but that's what I saw. And we got big scoreboards out there.
Bob, this team has found ways to come back and win games all year, but to do it against the defending champions in a setting like this, I mean, what can you say about your guys and just their desire to win?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it many times this year. We play our best baseball late in games. I think we lead the league in runs scored in the eighth inning, and I think we're right there in the seventh and the ninth too. So, even if we're down, we feel like we have a chance. And when the games are close and our pitching can hold us there, we have a chance to win the game. That's what happened.
Seems like so long ago. What do you think of Edmund?
I thought he pitched well. I got a little tired there at the end. Walked a couple guys. Gave up a couple homers. In his last two innings. Five's a little short. I would have liked one more, but I think once we took the lead, we were going to put our best foot forward. But again, like he has every single game since he's been here, he's kept us in a game. Give us the chance to win.
First couple of innings, it looked like your guys were going through their bats pretty quickly. Did you or somebody tell them before the third, slow down, work?
I think that has a lot to do with their starter. You get behind him and it's tough sledding. So we were trying to get a good fastball or a good ball to hit early in the count. Try to take advantage of it. There are times that you have to try to be aggressive. There's other times that you get deeper in the count and try to fight, maybe work the count a little bit more. But it is with almost every one of their starters. If you get behind in the count, you're going to have a tough time. And you try to extend the at bats with two strikes, maybe foul some pitches off if you get down there. Those guys are tough to fall behind.
I know most of the season you've played Matt at first base, lefty or righty, but against Paxton you had him sitting until it went to Felix. that he hits a home run off a lefty tonight, does that change anything going forward?
No, and you know what? He almost, like I said, he almost did the same thing against Duke. We're trying to find him a day off every now and then. He's the only guy on the team that's played every single game. So if there's a guy like Paxton, you know, maybe that's the type of day to try to get him a day off. But he's our guy first.
All year you've been doing this, coming through late, especially 7th, 8th inning, like you
right.
said. From what you see, what is happening? Like, what's the click?
Well, when you have success doing it and you do it a number of times, it means you're confident in those situations. So they're just confident they're always going to come back and have a chance if it's late. You know, success breeds confidence, and we've had plenty of both late in the games.
Lou allowed 7 runs in the first 4 months of the season, and I believe it's 4 just in the past week or so. Do you see anything going on with him? Like, is he starting to fatigue with the long season? Or?
We're trying to cut back on his workload. We're not doing one pluses with him. And today it was just a matter of walking a couple guys, because you look up and he's throwing 99 miles an hour. That's going to play just about anywhere. I think more sometimes he's maybe rushing a little bit. And you're not going to be perfect the entire season. You're going to go through some streaks where they do score some runs off you, but it's not for lack of stuff at this point.
Thank you.